Joining me live in studio, President of the Wyoming Senate, Dan Dockstetter, this morning, and talking about what Wyoming's response could and may be in regards to that federal mandate for the vaccine from a few weeks ago from the Biden administration. President Dockstetter, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. A lot going on. In fact, most of the time I'm on a Zoom or a phone call lately. When you start kicking around the thought of a special session, we have to, you just don't say, okay, we're going to have a special session. And there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of moving parts and a lot of time spent putting it together. Put out an initial proposal to the legislature looking for just a kind of a summary, not quite a majority, but you can take, for example, 30 or so members of the House, third of the Senate, and say, do you really want to take a hard look at this? I'm kind of simplifying it. Do you really want to take a hard look at a special session? And the answer came back, yes, we want to do that. So now we put out a poll, specific poll, get an actual vote, and we'd have a special session if that comes back in the positive. Not so sure we've got the full vote for that at this point. A lot of time tracking it in with the members of both the House and the Senate. But if we do that, there are parameters. You just don't come along and say, okay, let's go over to Cheyenne and have a vote. We have to put together an entire process, a planning process. Special session would focus on not more than three bills concerning the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. In other words, we couldn't venture out into all these other pieces of legislation that would happen during the winter session. Not going to do a sneak preview like that. We're going to focus on that mandate coming down from the federal government. Three bills concerning COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Members may appear remotely if they want to, but most of the time they can... They'll probably show up. We've had an indication that many would like to just show up in person if they do that, but they can do it virtually as well, much like we did last winter. We opened up the session virtually. On my Senate president's desk, we had big computer screens with the members of the Senate all across the state, and that's how we opened up the session. That's how we held the debate, and there were probably four or five members of the Senate in person there. But those on the floor had their headsets on because the entire debate was being done digitally. I would call on members of the Senate all across the state from up in the Bighorn Basin down to Evanston, and that's how they spoke, and that's how they addressed the debate. That's what we're giving them the option to do both this time if we go into special session. Any bill eligible for introduction must be posted on the LSO website 5 prior working days. In other words, people can get a look at exactly what we're working on by going to the website. Mirror bills. What's a mirror bill? You have identical bills in the House and the Senate. It gives them a chance to be thoroughly vetted on each side of the building, and then they cross over. We look at the House's work. The House looks at the Senate's work, and mirror bills are all part of this process as well. All three required readings in the first House will be held on the second day. In other words, we have to come back and start the process. We move it rather quickly. So those who are attending in Cheyenne, there's just a little bit of downtime as we do the crossover. Those who are back home working virtually, they can step back onto their job, keep the computer screen on, and then come back for their votes. Final day of the special session will be reserved for concurrences. What does that mean? We have to agree upon everything before we send it to the governor. We have to concur. There'll be joint conference committees for that. You take a group of senators, take a group of House members, send them into a conference committee, and they work on a final resolution before it's sent to the governor. Will he accept them or will he not? We don't know. We've had some early discussions with him. We're going to continue that because he still holds the right to veto what's there. That's kind of a quick summary. The special session rules are adopted. We have to have rules for this. They're adopted by 2/3 of the membership, both the House and the Senate. We'll have to come together on that and put those special rules together. You just don't hold a session without rules.
Okay. Right. So, Senator, does it appear that a special session will take place, or is it what's kind of your hunch
right now? The first look is yes, there were enough votes to say we want to take a look at it. Now we go out and do a hard vote, come back in and say will we get the majority that's needed to call this session. That's what we're going to find out here rather quickly. And if we do, we're looking at a timeline of about October 19th through about November 2nd. There's a series of schedules that have to be met on each one of those days. You have to do this and this and this. For example, on October 19th, just to open the session, it just doesn't happen. People say, have a special session. No, it's a very complicated process to bring the legislature back in, and there's a reason for that. It's so you have trust the process. You go through and you go through this in great detail. trying to decide, will you pass these bills? Will you do it under what rules? All of that before you even give them to the governor. We do all the work. He gets to take the final look and say, well, yeah. I like that or I don't.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the session does happen. Let's talk about these three bills. What would you anticipate being in those bills?
It would be a summary of a pushback on the COVID mandate from the federal government. Now the tricky part. This is the difficult part. Because the federal government, we're still waiting on their specific rules to OSHA. We've asked them time and again, as is every state that is looking to push back, and there are several conservative states that are pushing back on this, and we've asked for those specific rules. We don't have those yet. I was in conversation with the leadership in Utah. They anticipate, they were told within 30 days, we were told maybe. Everybody's kind of getting a different message on this, but it would be nice to have those in place so we know exactly what we're dealing with, and our attorney general knows specifically how to address it legally as well, because it's kind of a two-pronged approach. We're looking at it legislatively while we've asked the AG's office to say, can we sue back on this? If I look at the across the state, if I look at my emails, I look at the conversations I've had within my district, there's a definite pushback on this vaccine mandate. It doesn't work. It causes problems within our healthcare system. Speaking to our healthcare system here locally, they would lose a percentage that would cause them problems by those who saying, I'm just not going to go with that vaccine mandate. I've spoken to those in Sublette County. They're talking about grave problems in their retirement system there, where they take care of those in the extended care homes. People would just step away from their jobs. And in these smaller rural communities, you don't have a lot of pad of workers to step back in and cover that. Cheyenne and Casper, you might be able to, but you step across the state and look at what we do with rural health care, and it's already challenging in itself. And then you put a vaccine mandate in the middle of all of it, and you got problems.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the 100-employee rule. I'm thinking of places like Knotton Power and Kemmer Operations and Simplot and those industries, right? Not directly related to healthcare and the impact that they're going to have.
I've heard from those industries as well. I was speaking to the healthcare industry first, but you speak to those and they've got concerns. I talked to some federal agencies as I was touring the Bureau of Rec Dam and Jackson. They've got the same concerns. Not everyone is warming right up to those vaccine mandates, and that causes workforce problems. And do we already have workforce problems across the state? What town haven't you gone through that you haven't seen help wanted signs out there? And you want to add this problem to it? That's why we're looking at a special session.
Senator, if the special session does not happen, I would assume that those three bills would come up in the winter session then,
They
right?
will, absolutely. But I sense we're gaining momentum on this. Some of the major healthcare providers, they've been in conversations with the governor saying, how serious are you about this? At this point, they're still serious. Until somebody stands down, we're gonna take a hard look at a special session of the Wyoming State Legislature. Not an easy thing to do. And it has consumed my phone time, my Zoom time, and it's just amazing how much added work that brings to the table. But it's worth it. It's worth a discussion.
Wyoming Senate President Dan Dockstetter. Anything else we missed, Senator?
No, I want to do a heads up for the folks following the redistricting. We've had immense growth in Star Valley, Jackson, and Cheyenne, and that's causing some challenges in how we create the legislative districts, and I hope that you'll bring Representative Simpson and myself back in to talk about that, because it does change things. We've got a lot of people moving into Star Valley and Jackson, and we have to readjust those districts. While some people, like Sublette County, have lost a population of about 1,500 people moving out. So we've got to find some numbers for them while we have more than an adequate supply of numbers in Lincoln and Teton.
We'll definitely discuss that further on. That is Senate President Dan Dockstetter this morning with an update on the potential special session and pushback from the state of Wyoming in regards to the federal vaccine mandate. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.